Good morning. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. It is a Thursday. It is the Escambia County Commission budget meeting and also the regular commission meeting. And so we're talking to Wes Moreno. He is the Escambia County Administrator, who always so graciously joins us on Thursday mornings before the meetings. Wes, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. It is great to be here this morning.
Great to have you. Let's start with just a brief recap-ish of sorts. Blue Angels weekend went, from the county's perspective, I know it's really an SRIA event, but from the county's perspective, you saw a lot of the, you know, support staff and EMS and fire and all that. How'd it go?
Very well. It went very well. EMS did a fantastic job setting up the medical tent, staffed the medical tent. Fire was always on hand to lend a hand. Water safety was a big thing with the lifeguards, keeping folks out of the water during the show. Public Works, I can't say enough about Public Works. They just really knocked it out of the park before, during, and after the show. And everybody just did a fantastic job. Robbie Schrockett, Island Authority, and Mike Burns with Island Authority, great job putting it together. And I think it was a good event, a good weekend for us.
You know, it was a small thing. I saw some of your Public Works guys out there on Saturday when we were there, and I made sure to tell them, hey, thanks. You know, because, you know, nobody notices the Public Works guys, right? Like, nobody thinks about them, but all of the cleanup of all the trash, all the maintaining of the facilities, changing out the garbages, all the stuff that you take for granted until it's not done properly, and then it's a catastrophe. So they did great. Bertha, effects on the county. Have we had any serious effects anywhere that you want to talk about?
Not really. We've been, you know, a tropical event, I'll take one like this any day of the week.
Yeah.
As opposed to the other, some more extreme. But I would say we've had some sand blowing around on the beach. That's been a little bit of a thing. But as the winds die down, you know, we'll get that under control and get the sand off out of the parking lots and such. But not really, no. We really haven't had any major impact.
I know Fort Pickens closed. That's obviously the seashore and not you guys in authority. But did Fort Pickens Road or 399 through the seashore or any of that overwash or flood as far as you know?
I don't believe 399 did. I'm not sure about Fort Pickens Road.
Okay. Just curious. And, you know, I haven't seen anything, so we'll find out, obviously, soon enough. Let's talk about the budget a little bit. And a small thing, but it caught my attention in Santa Rosa County, and so I'm wondering if the same thing is true in Escambia County. There was a change in federal law that made it so that you cannot make a profit or generate revenue off of inmate phone calls at the jail. And in Santa Rosa, the sheriff's department is saying this is costing them about $450,000 this year. In Escambia, I assume the same is true. I assume the number is a little bit bigger because there's more people in our jail, but you tell me.
That is correct. They made that change. So we've had to move that cost to the general fund. It was a little over $1 million, $1 million hit to the general fund.
Ugh. I mean, you know, I know some people are going to say, well, how dare you make profit off of the inmates? Well, how dare we make profit off of the people that we have to pay to incarcerate? Like, it makes sense to me, but the feds made their decision. So,
And we were using that money actually to help take care of the inmates is where that money was going. We weren't just putting it in the bank. We were actually utilizing that money for inmate programs and such. But, it cost us about $1 million hit to the general fund. You know, and these are things, when you go through the budget, there's like, $20-something million that we have no control over.
Huh.
Zero control. It's state mandates, you know, tax collector formula. They, you know, when the school board raised their millage rate and additional taxes had to be collected, we're paying a commission to the tax collector to do that. We are, not the school board. And we do that for the city. We do that for Children's Trust. We do that for Downtown Improvement Board. We're having to foot that bill. The way it's written, the law is written, and the way the formula is written, it's a $1 million hit.
Yeah, it's we talked about this in Santa Rosa when they discussed this in their budget conference, and I'm glad you brought it up because it's such a weird one with this referendum on the ballot that in Escambia County, we pay school taxes and we pay county taxes. And in order to collect the county taxes, we pay a tax collector. And in order to collect the school taxes, we pay a tax collector. And the money for the tax collector comes out of the money from the county taxes. And so if the referendum passes, we will literally be paying the school board for their money, and then we will be paying the Escambia County tax collector to collect the money for the school board. It's a crazy thing, and it's not a small amount of money. I mean, it has to come from somewhere. The city of Pensacola is going to do a minor cost of living adjustment, 2%, 1.5%, 1%, depending on your pay rate. Freezing the millage at, you know, or the maximum millage is going to be at the same rate that it has been. And obviously, everybody's working on budgets and scared about the future. What's the county doing? You're pitching it this morning, right?
Yeah, so we have a 2% pay adjustment built in to our budget. And the millage rate, we're proposing no increase or no adjustment to the millage rate. You know, we'll see what the board, what questions the board has. I've met with a few. We'll just see. We'll see what thoughts and ideas come up this morning. But we're looking for good direction from the board, questions from the board. It's always good to ask questions and get answers. And so that's what we'll be looking for this morning. But, yeah, we have a 2% built in.
Any kind of a hiring freeze or personnel action other than the COLA?
So we have, I would say, unofficially, we're freezing some things. You know, a few critical positions, corrections. I'm not freezing hiring corrections officers. We really need, we got about 70 vacancies at corrections, so I'm not freezing those. You know, position by position, we have about 250 to 300 vacancies right now.
Wow.
And we'll carry some of those vacancies. You know, we were at 400. We've whittled that down a little bit, and we still struggle. Corrections officers, I would say, is our biggest challenge.
And that has been for a long time.
Yeah, it has been. We have 70 vacancies in corrections right now.
And by the way, that's just for people to get perspective. The total employees in the county is like 1,700 or 1,800? Am I in the right ballpark?
Yeah, we have about 1,900 budgeted positions.
Okay. Oh, and with a couple hundred vacant, the actual bodies is more like 16 or 17.
Right.
Okay. We're talking to Wes Moreno, Escambia County Administrator. Wes, hang out for just a second for me, please. Candy has traffic on the fives.
And a little slow as you're making your way into Pensacola NAS this morning. It is backed up over the bridge, though not quite to the Shell station. Use caution. Brought to you by Disney's Little Mermaid at PLT from going on now till August 9th. The Journey Under the Sea, it's a theatrical take. Classic Disney movie. Tickets available at the box office. PensacolaLittleTheater.com. If you see an accident, 437-1620. Text it in. It's Candy with traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Wes Moreno, Escambia County Administrator. Again, budget meeting this morning, actual commission meeting tonight. Tonight's probably the big agenda item, at least it's going to get a lot of attention, is the data center. It's not a ban, as I read it. What it is it's a reaffirmation of the fact that they are already banned. Am I reading it right?
You are reading it correctly, yes. They're already not allowed.
I love
yeah,
this.
It's a dog and pony show, you know. It is what it is.
But it's a
resolution.
We'll see if the critics are going to be satisfied by that. But it is basically a statement that, hey, y'all, you've spent a lot of time up here persuading us to do what we already do. So here we go. I'm curious to see how this plays. But yeah, no, which is correct. It's already banned. It's like I've kind of been joking. It's like, you know, let's have a resolution to ban penguins and elephants and icebergs in Escambia County. Okay, you already can't have them. The OLF 8, the future land use opt-out, and the sector plan, the big one, the sector plan opt-out, and there's another flu case as well. That's all just being scheduled tonight. Those actual decisions are going to be made in August?
Yeah, that's correct. Tonight is scheduling the public hearings for August the 6th. And so those items will be taken, actually, for action, will be taken up August the 6th.
Got it. I do have a question about the OLF 8 one. I don't understand, and the question has been raised, and I don't know what the answer is to it. Why does the future land use change need to be applied to, or zoning, if I get one of these questions wrong, please correct me. Why does that need to apply to the portion of the parcel that the county is going to retain? It seems like that would only need to apply to the portion of the parcel that the county is actually going to sell.
Yeah, and I believe you're going to hear some of that discussion.
Okay.
I've heard quite a bit of chatter about that. You know, I'm not going to be raising my hand to make the decision, but I don't think our portion needs to change.
Okay.
So you'll hear some discussion about that August 6th.
Okay, and I know sometimes it's like any legislation or decision that gets made, you know, the first round may not have everything that's going to wind up in the end version. And, you know, that's why you have a process so that the end one gets to be the better one. So I appreciate that. This is not on the agenda today, but I want to make sure that we talk about it for at least a second. the fishing pier reconstruction is like way farther along than I expected it to be.
They are making fantastic progress on the fishing pier. I mean, they are really blowing and going. And I would say they're probably a couple months ahead of schedule.
Yeah, that's what it seemed like to me. I mean, they've already got lots of pilings in. They're putting pilings in right now. They've got some of the cross-section pieces. Do we have an expected completion date? If they come early, do they get a bonus? What's the status?
They don't get a bonus. There's not a bonus built into the contract. But I would say expected completion probably early 27.
Oh, okay. So people can be fishing on it next spring. All right, fantastic. That's great.
And we're out to bid for the Bob Sykes fishing pier right now as well.
Oh, okay. Since they're doing such a great job, who's the company doing the work on the fishing pier?
It's a company called Soul Construction, I believe. They're doing quite a bit of the work.
Okay.
They may have some subcontractors with them, but I think they're leading the charge.
Okay. Well, I mean, anyway, I was amazed when I was coming back from Blue Angel. I thought, holy cow, that's way ahead. So, and you're putting out for bid on the Bob Sykes one as well. That's great to hear. There's an agenda item. I don't know if you would refer to it this way, but I'll call it the Mel Luna rule. You know, sometimes incidents produce rules. This would be to reaffirm the prohibition on employees being on boards, right?
That is correct, yeah.
And the general idea is these are supposed to be volunteer boards of citizens, and anybody who's in the employ of the county just shouldn't be there. That creates the appearance of a conflict of interest or influence, and therefore you want to get rid of that and make sure that you just don't have that problem, right?
That is correct.
The disability transportation stuff, where are we at? I know this has been in the news quite a bit, and, you know, this has been a long, hard road to get there, but what is happening? How are you planning to address some of the complaints that have been coming up?
So we've been taking them, you know, this is going to be an iteration, if you will. We've been working with ITL to give them all the information that we have that they need.
That's the original company, right? That's the company that we had for a while.
That's the original company,
okay.
Yeah. And so, and in addition, I think they're taking applications to sign folks up. You know, it's kind of confusing, and I get it. You know, they may pick somebody up because they're in the right zone or the right area. But when they drop them off, they may not be in the right zone or right area for ITL to pick them back up. So then we pick them up. And it can absolutely be confusing for the riders. But we've been trying to work through it. We've been trying to communicate as best we can to everybody who's on our roster, on our list. We had one lady that missed a ride, and she wasn't on our roster. And I'm not sure she was on ITL's roster either, for that matter.
Okay.
But, you know, we've been trying to take those as they come and communicate, letters, emails, phone calls, trying to communicate to those folks. And we knew going into it when we had this one picks you up over here, we had to pick you up over here. We knew that was going to be confusing for the riders. And I hate it. That's the way the rules are.
Yeah.
But we're working through it as we can.
And the only other thing on this agenda that caught my attention, just because I think if I understand it right, you have you're rewriting some of the rules related to animals in parks specifically to accommodate service animals, which technically under the law are not currently accommodated in Escambia County. Do I have that right?
Yeah, that's correct. Absolutely.
And that's I wouldn't call it exactly a glitch fix, but it's a, you know, making sure that the law aligns with what the priorities are, which we, you're not supposed to take your animals into the parks. That's why we have dog parks, for example. But you are allowed to take them if they're service animals. Is that the basic takeaway?
Yeah, that's basic takeaway. You know, when you're updating policies, you know, somebody said, well, like the administrative code and the boards and committees policy, it takes a little bit of time to do, even though they seem like simple fixes.
Right.
You know, we thought we would do it in 30 days. It's taken 60. And a staff member out for 2 weeks, and legal's got to do their review, and we've only had one meeting a month.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it takes a little bit of time. But, you know, you move as fast as you can, but we got a we've been reviewing our policies. I got a fellow on board named Jim Ward who does a fantastic job. And it's really detailed. It's really into the weeds. And we got policies that date back to the 70s. That's still on the books, you know. I mean, it's not, they're not applicable. But if somebody wanted to make an issue out of it, I guess they could.
Right. Slow government is frustrating, but slow government is by design because, you know, slow government makes mistakes not as quickly, too. And so, you know, that's sort of our American system. Wes Moreno, as always, thank you so much for the time. He's the Escambia County Administrator. Again, the budget meeting is this morning, and the regular meeting is tonight at 5:30. Public forum starts at 4:30. Wes, as always, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for the time. I appreciate it.
All right, Andrew. Thank you, buddy.
Absolutely. Candy.